Welcome back to the programme. Now, you may have heard that plans for a U2 visitor centre have been approved by Dublin City Council. So will it attract new visitors to Ireland? Is music tourism something we should be focusing on? Well, Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, joins me now. Let's start with the visitor centre, because when Windmill Lane was kind of treated like a shrine,
yes,
kids came from all over the world there, much more than Irish people.
Well, you go outside Bono's house in Dorky and there's usually a bit of a crowd outside. We did at Hot Press a pop-up exhibition in our building with old Hot Press covers, old U2 covers, last November when they played in the Three Arena. And the diversity, we did an appointment thing, but we were full every single day and could have had 10 times more people. We take U2 a bit for granted. There is rightly or wrongly a bit of resentment over their tax affairs, and it's kind of tainted in a little way how they're perceived here. But abroad...
Interesting, because people who are full-time tax exiles, some of them are treated like gods. But anyway, carry on.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, people come in and the reverence with which they treat the band is just incredible. You go through Temple Bar before a U2 concert and it's become tradition now for different sort of flags. You see the Philippines and Indonesia. And when people say to me, have you met Bono? And I go, yes. It's like I've met God. It really is. Now, I have my pop psychology. I arrived here in the early 80s. And Ireland had a little bit of an inferiority complex. Two things changed that. One was that swine, Ray Houghton, sticking the ball in the England net.
The other
was U2, because no one had thought you could be the biggest band in the world and Irish. Kids nowadays look at Saoirse Ronan and Colin Farrell and Snow Patrol and The Script and Hozier. It's no big deal. But back in the 80s, Ireland was never a world leader in very few things. So I think it has changed the national psyche. Obviously, the band have a huge investment in Dublin. It's a bucket list for loads of U2 fans from America to come here to see them in their own backyard. Already, there was a survey done a few years ago. 400,000 people come here every year for concerts. Whether they be...
Really? Just for performances?
Yeah, over 400,000. They're looking for around about 300,000 people a year. I was over in Stockholm recently and was dragged to the ABBA Museum. But it was really very, very good, very high-tech, lots of, you know, sort of really cutting-edge technology. I imagine, like their concerts, what U2 will do is partner up with a tech company. Because every time they tour, they're innovating with big screens and things like that. They're going to do mock-ups of things like Larry's Kitchen.
Right.
Which would have been where the boys came home from school and dreamt about being in a band.
Right.
There'll be tons of memorabilia. I was talking to Steve Avril, the graphic artist, until recently. Every time he did a new album cover, there'd be 90 mock-ups before the boys came back to number two.
Right.
You'd have to go through. Now, sometimes it was a typeface or a different photograph, but there's loads of stuff. So there's going to be the Trabants, the giant lemons, the cocktail sticks, and I imagine a load of technology.
Right. It sounds like it's going to be terrific. And actually, looking at the pictures of the building, it sounds like it'll be pretty attractive too.
Well, it's very close to the Three Arena, which is the third busiest venue in the world. So you think there's 14,000 people
Where
going to...
Where are the first two?
In the States, I think. I think it's Madison Square Garden, another ginormous dome. But, you know, it's a very busy venue.
Right.
So I can see it doing very well. They're looking for about 300,000 a year. And if the ABBA experience is anything to go by, that's achievable. ABBA charge about €20 to get in.
Right.
The other thing is that they're young, but I think they might want to slow down on the touring front. This could be another revenue stream for them.
Right. OK, listen, we will leave it there and look forward to... I still think it has to go through on board plan, Ola, hasn't it?
I think it's pretty much greenlit.
Yeah. OK, well, that's all we've time for today. And my thanks to everybody that contributed to the programme.